Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the 11th of July, a Saturday. The title is, For Power of Christ Daily, Faith Whilst in Sin. Faith Whilst in Sin. This is an important topic. Now, 1 John 1:8 says, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, of course, in 9 it says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive. Now, but if we say we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves. That means all of us, all the time, have some sin. We may not know it. It may be a sin that we have committed without knowing. Now, so we should never say we have no sin. We have sin, but we are not committing sin. Now, for instance, if we say we have no sin, God says we deceive ourselves. So, I mean, we have sin. Now, how many times we have prayed? Now, we don't have to practice sin. We don't have to do all the sins. But when we are praying for things, how many times the prayers have worked for you? How many times the prayers have worked for you? Many times the prayers have worked for you. But remember, God said we have sin. That means the prayers that work for you or the faith that works for you is not dependent on whether we have sinned or not. Now the legalistic people will say, look, this fella is blasphemous. No, that's what the Bible says. If we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Now, on the other hand, we have this other scripture in 1 John 3:8, it says, whoever makes a practice of sinning is born of the devil. Whoever continues to sin, practices sin, don't care, just continue doing. God's word is born of the devil. Oh, now the grace people will say, hey, this fella, too much. What is he talking about? So there are two extreme groups in this world. Extreme grace, and abuse grace. Abuse. Decide, oh, law, and abuse law. And cannot get anywhere. I have decided when I first came to the Lord, I messed up totally, completely. Completely. Everything is broken. Marriage is dead. Relationship is dead. Money is dead. Business is dead. Body is dying. Then when Jesus saved me, then I told myself, look, what is this? I did not understand God loves me. I didn't know God loves me. I didn't know Jesus Christ died on the cross. It's real. And actually, He has taken my sins. Didn't know all this. Was I stupid? No, even my friends will say, some of my friends will say, it's brilliant. So the brilliance doesn't work. Why? It's a spiritual world. Spiritual world. So in the spirit world, I was big ignoramus, ignorant. But when I came to the Lord and the Lord gave me peace already, I told myself, Lord Jesus, I don't want my mind, I want your mind, God's mind, Jesus' mind. So from that day, that also by mercy, I'm sure, that I decided, if God says this wall is black, I'll tell people this wall is black. And then people tell me, but the wall is white. I say, yeah, eyes are seeing is white. My eyes also seeing is white. My eyes are seeing it white. My brain also perceiving it as white. But if God says it's black, it is black. My eyes are playing tricks on me. My mind is playing tricks on me. How many times have you seen magic shows? They play tricks on your mind and your heart and your what you perceive. And Hollywood plays tricks on our hearts. So our carnal, our fallen nature self can be play tricks. But God's word remains. It's true. So when I was wondering many times when I'm ministering and seeing why people are not changing, that decision that by mercy I took that day, 20 years ago, that if God says this wall is black, even though I see it as white, I will say it is black. That decision by mercy that was taken by me has changed me. Because the decision also by mercy of God to obey God. Whatever, Lord, you say, I obey. And then some people said, so you are a robot. You don't have your own mind. I'd rather be a robot for Jesus Christ than a robot for the devil, robot for my flesh, robot for the world, robot for my fallen nature. I better be a robot for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I'm not here to argue theology. This is experiential faith. This faith that God made me move and walk has kept me safe and put everything together. My family, my income. I have more than enough. I pay bills. I'm not worrying for bills every month. All that God changed for us. It is a decision to obey God. Now, remarkably, in the Greek translation, the New Testament was written in Greek, the Old Testament was written in Hebrews. So the Greek, the word believe also means obey. The word believe also means obey. Can you imagine? That is why when Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you believe in me, you will keep my commandments. These commandments are not burdensome. Why? He has given us power. He's given us His blood. He's given us His name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we can keep His commandments. So first of all, brothers and sisters, come back to this verse. So do not consider your faith is not going to work because there will be some sin sitting in you. Of course, if you knew the sin, confess it. Please, please, please confess. Lord Jesus, I confess this sin. I don't want to do this anymore. Make me turn away. I turn away from this. I don't want this. I don't want to repeat this. I don't want to be a practicer of sin. Begin to pray like that. And He will forgive you, wash you clean. But remember, there is something somewhere. So it is not our faith. It's not our righteousness. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that belongs to Jesus Christ that is put on us. So I am now righteous because of His righteousness. Likewise, yesterday we saw a powerful thing. It's the faith of Christ Jesus. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? He was not a sinner. He was not sinning. We were the sinners and we are the sinners or whatever. He carried our sin. He became sin. And He was in the grave with the wicked. He was in the Hades with the wicked. And in that wicked, now remember, there was a separation between God and Jesus on that day on the cross. That's why He said, Eloi, Eloi, sabachthani. My Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, because sin and God cannot, it will be separated. Sin separates us from God. That is why Jesus' righteousness on earth, so we're not separated from God. We're actually inside Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is beside Father God, sitting there in the heaven. It's what a wonderful thing. Now, if we can only believe this, then the faith of Jesus Christ will work in us. The faith that belongs to Jesus Christ, the faith that Jesus Christ used, the faith that Jesus Christ held on to, the faith that Jesus held on to that faith and exercised that faith and believed in that faith, believed His Father will take him out of that wicked place, the place of the wicked. He'll take him out. That is why in Psalms it says, you will not leave my soul in Sheol, in the Hades. You will not leave my soul in the grave. That faith, you know, fantastic, powerful, absolute faith of Christ is now in each of us, those who want to believe Him, that He's the Son of God, died on the cross and rose again. That faith, that Jesus, faith of Jesus Christ in us. So what is going to stop us? We only have to believe we are inside Jesus Christ and then we are willing to obey. Lord, I'm willing to obey every commandment you put because in your name, by your power, by your blood, I will do this, Lord Jesus. So now, but we are not going to be practicers of sin. Practicing sin is, the Bible is clear, born of the devil. Anybody brings theology with me, I do not want to argue because this has seen me through. This is experiential faith. And brothers and sisters, let's understand today. This series on faith, component by component, start collecting daily and meditate. That means you may have sin in you. If you recognize the sin, confess. If you don't recognize it, don't worry about it. Admit, there is sin, Lord, in me. I do not know what sin. But please forgive all my sins, Lord. And I take your faith. It's your faith that will operate in me, Lord. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. The faith that believed God to take him out of the Hades. That faith will work. And now, the five brothers and sisters, very important. I remember the day, you know, Abraham, God took Abraham, called him out of the house and asked him to see the stars and count them. Of course, Abraham couldn't. Why did God do that? We have to visualize. We are human beings. We have to have a perception. So whenever things are going wrong with Abraham, I'm sure Abraham imagined that day he's looking at the sky and looking at the stars and say, that is what God said he will do. So he's got a picture. So we have to begin to have a picture of what we are praying for, what we are thinking, what we are asking. Now this pray hard. I see what is pray hard? I never knew. When people told me that time, so pray hard, brother. I don't know what to pray, how to pray. What is this hard? Hard means what? I kneel down and pray? Or I fast and pray? Actually, there's no such thing. It's only in one or two of the new translations they put pray hard, and this became a cliche. Believe, brothers and sisters. Believe Jesus Christ. His faith will do for us. His faith. We cannot, the point is, we can pray hard and we get it means, it's legalism. It's works. That means I pray hard and God will do something for me. I pray hard and I walk 20 miles and God will do something for me. Hey, God, His promises already set. His promises are yes and amen. His promises are there. It is now has to manifest in our lives. It has to come from the spirit and begin to show in the physical. So this is a very, very, wash our minds and heart of all this. God will do for us. We have to have belief in Christ, believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ and Jesus' faith will begin to move. Brothers and sisters, this segment daily, begin to think, begin to meditate, begin to think of it. Now, do not think of the thing that's going wrong. Because if you think of the thing going wrong, let us say, your arthritic pain in the knee. Oh, pain. I have pain. I think of pain. What do? I curse the pain. Yeah, you command the spirit of pain once and that's it. It goes in the name of Jesus Christ. You keep on commanding. What your mind and heart will do, will begin to only look at the pain and grow. Perceive the pain even greater. That is why in the scientists have found that if you begin to say, I will not sin. I will not smoke. You see, the subconscious only takes the word smoke, and you will smoke. You picture yourself in a nice environment. You're not smoking. Your family is fantastic. Your health is good. You picture yourself like Abraham had to picture that universe where the stars and try to count. You every time picture, Lord, this is the life I need, I want, and this is the life you promised, because He promises this good life. Believe, and then no smell or smoke anywhere, your shirts are not smelling all this, your lungs are fantastic, you're having big, good breath. Picture all this. You command the spirit of cigarette, get out in the name of Jesus. Smoking, evil smoking spirit of addiction of smokes, get out in Jesus' name. Or something like that, just in Jesus' name, get out. After a couple of times, forget about that and begin to look at this. A great life. Don't even think of smoke anymore. Think of Jesus giving a great life, healthy life, family. And then remember, this spirit transfer will take place. If you continue smoking like this, continue sinning like this, continue addiction like this, your children will begin to do the same thing, spirit transference, generational curses. And then can you imagine, your heart will break, brothers and sisters, your heart will break if your daughter smokes at a young age, and your heart will break. We don't want all that. You don't even think about it. In Jesus Christ's name, I delete all this. I erase all this in the name of Jesus Christ from our memories. I erase. I think of the good things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.